Welcome to Negotiation Made Simple, where we help you master the art of negotiation and win the next deal. I'm your host, John Lowry. We've got a really interesting question here today that I think is a question that a lot of people have, but may not be brave enough to ask. And so I really appreciate this person who asked this question because so many people, including myself, have been in these shoes as it relates to a salary negotiation. So this person asks, "Hey John, I need some help with a job offer I received from outside of the United States. On the initial HR interview, they asked me for a fixed number and I'm sure I undersold myself. This is for a position in a lower paying country in Europe and I'm in the US. And honestly, I have zero idea of what is considered high there for a legal compliance role. I gave a number way lower than what I make now, even though it's a promotion. Afterwards, they said that's middle of the range. How can I go back up once I have the offer?" Well, this question reveals a mistake that lots of people make in salary negotiations, to where, for whatever reason, we negotiate ourselves down to a place that we think the employer will think is reasonable. And then we find ourselves in a place to where we actually got ourselves into a dynamic to where we could have made more had we been willing to ask for it. And so the question here, which I think is a good question, is how do we recover from such a moment where we realize that we have made this mistake? First, it's a bit challenging right here in this moment to then turn around and say, "Well, I know I said this, but what I really meant is this." That just doesn't work really well. It's a little bit of a flip-flop. Lots of people don't appreciate that. They may read into it more in terms of your character if you try to do something like that. So I don't think this is the moment where you say, "Well, I know we were talking about $100,000, but really what I meant was $115,000. That just doesn't work well. So this is where you have to employ something called linkage. Linkage is how we strategically connect different pools of value. And when we think about a salary negotiation, there are many other pools of value that exist. One is the actual compensation number. Another is the bonus. Another is your PTO. Another are your benefits. Another may be your 401k match. There's lots of different pools of value in an employment arrangement. And so the way to go about this is if you've got yourself in a place to where you could have gotten more, but it's not going to happen in terms of the salary because of the way that this negotiation has played out, then go look to capture value in some of these other areas. So for example, if money is what you're looking for, begin to ask about a bonus. Begin to ask about when you would be eligible for your first merit increase in terms of salary and try to negotiate that sooner rather than later. As far as bonus goes, that may be something to where you try to negotiate a minimum bonus perhaps in the first year and then from that point forward having it be more merit-based. Or if you're not able to get any more compensation, then maybe it's making a higher demand or negotiating PTO and how much time you have off. I know a lot of people right now that they will exchange dollars for more PTO all day long. And so the key here is, and the way that you recover is you go find these other areas that aren't quite locked down, and that's where you can ask for more in those areas to where you can build a total package that becomes really attractive and perhaps is on the higher end of things that get you out of this point to where you find yourself kind of stuck in the middle. Clearly, the company in this case is willing to give you more value. And the reality is you just have to find the different buckets with which they can and to go be as ambitious as possible in those buckets and then set the stage for revisiting this bucket, the salary bucket, as soon as you possibly can. And if you do that, I still think you can put together a great deal, even though you got yourself stuck as it relates to the salary negotiation. Great question. Thank you so much for asking it. If you have a question, I want to answer it. I encourage you to email that question to us at admin@lowrygroup.net. That's admin@lowrygroup.net, L-O-W-R-Y. I look forward to receiving your questions and look forward to answering them on an upcoming episode sometime very soon.